Well, the real loyalties of the United States Congress are on display right now as war criminal Netanyahu shows up. And he just gave a speech to Congress and, of course, filled with standing ovations as he decried all the horrible things that have happened to Israel while completely skipping over all the horrible things Israel has done to everybody else. The war crimes, the genocide, the bombing of women and children, elderly people, the sniper teams that would shoot doctors in hospitals in Gaza, the bombing of universities, refugee camps, escape routes, the launching of missiles at food aid workers from international food organizations. I mean, the crimes that Israel is carrying out against humanity are numerous, which is why the ICC has an arrest warrant out for Netanyahu, I believe. And yet in the United States, Speaker Johnson, who of course puts America last, he puts Ukraine and Israel first, he introduces Netanyahu as His Excellency. Oh my God, sickening, makes me want to puke. Hey, Speaker Johnson, this is America. We don't call anybody Your Excellency. We don't bow down and kiss the ring of the king, but it's clear that Netanyahu is your king. Your Excellency? Are you kidding me? What on earth is going on? And then you've got all these members of Congress, with few exceptions, applauding, standing ovations, yay, yay, yay. And basically, Netanyahu is playing them all like a fiddle. Netanyahu, the manipulator, playing them, maneuvering them into a war with Iran. That's all this is. Netanyahu is a psychopathic, sociopathic master manipulator of human minds, and he wants America to fight Iran and destroy Iran so that Israel can expand and fulfill its vision of greater Israel, to have more water, more resources, more land, to slaughter everybody that's in their way, whether it's Palestinians or Jordanians, for that matter, or anybody else, Syrians, Iraqi people, anybody else. The goal of Israel is mass genocide, and our U.S. Congress stood up and applauded that over and over and over again. It was absolutely sickening. And it makes you wonder, why was Elon Musk there? Elon Musk shows up and joins in the applause. I mean, Elon Musk, who otherwise has been doing a lot of really good things lately, he's even donating to the Trump campaign. He's allowing more freedom of speech on X, although not perfect yet. I mean, not even close to perfect, but it's improved. Why would Elon Musk go sit in the Senate chambers and participate in the applauding of a genocidal lunatic who, as history will one day show, was sort of like the modern day version of, you know, Joseph Stalin or something? Just mass slaughter of innocent people in order to gain political power and geographic power, resource control. That's what Netanyahu is. Congress should condemn him, not applaud him. He should be condemned. Now, technically, he should have been arrested on site and handed over to the ICC, but the United States of America, its current government, is, of course, bought and controlled by the Zionist money launderers, which is, you know, AIPAC and all that foreign aid money, the billions of dollars that goes to Israel. Then they slice off a piece of that. They launder it back into the political campaigns of members of Congress. And there's a Twitter channel called AIPAC Tracker that covers that. If you follow them, they'll show you how much money everybody's taken from Israel. And I even tweeted to Senator Ted Cruz today as a Texan. I said, hey, Senator Cruz, you've done a lot of great things for Texas. You have. And I appreciate Senator Cruz in his positions on so many issues, but this wholehearted support for genocide and violence against women and children and the killing of innocent civilians, the bombing of universities and hospitals and refugee camps, this is abhorrent. This is not acceptable, Senator Cruz. We do not stand with genocide in Texas. We stand against genocide, which means we must stand against Netanyahu. And no, don't call it anti-Semitism. People don't even know what that word means. The real Semites are the Palestinians, by the way, and other people in the region who are descendants of Abraham. They are real Semites. The Zionists that moved into the region from Europe, they're not Semites. And to criticize them is not anti-Semitism. And it's not about race or religion. It's about the fact that they are committing genocide. They're killing innocent women and children. I would condemn any religion, any race, any people that were involved in a similar action. You know, regardless of skin color, regardless of religion, regardless of country of origin, if you're killing tens of thousands of innocent women and children, you're engaged in evil, and you have to be stopped. The U.S. should stop Netanyahu, but instead they're applauding him. It's really, really nauseating to see that. And by the way, this is one of the main things that causes me pause about supporting candidates in the GOP. And it puts people like me in a very difficult situation. I've shared this with you, where we know that the Democrats hate America. The Democrats want to destroy America. They're corrupt. They're evil. They tried to kill Trump. They're engaged in money laundering campaign donations right now. They're going to rig the election. And they already stole the 2020 election and a bunch of midterms, too. They are pure evil. We have to stop the Democrats. The only practical way to do that is to vote for Republicans. And yet, almost all these Republicans, except, of course, Representative Thomas Massie, who has, he's got the most sense on this. I applaud Representative Massie. And there might be a couple of others, but by and large, almost the entire GOP is all in with the Zionist agenda and applauding genocide, applauding the killing of women and children, applauding these war crimes by this war criminal named Netanyahu. And it's sickening to me. It's the one thing that would cause me to not vote for Trump is if Trump comes out and says, I'm going to support, you know, expansion of weapons and money to Israel so they can carry out their war. I mean, that is absolutely abhorrent to me. But then again, you can't vote for Kamala. You can't vote for the Democrats. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Is it too much to ask for a representative to put America first? You know, we're Americans. We're electing you. You're supposed to be an American into power to represent us, not to represent Netanyahu and represent the people of Israel. You got to represent America first. We have a border problem. You need to close our border first before you start talking about everybody else's borders or security problems overseas. You deploy the U.S. military on our border, secure our border, and then you can come to us and then talk to us about your other plans, but you have got to serve America first. And if you're not willing to do that, then, you know, I'm sorry, you're not qualified to be a representative in the U.S. Congress. Every one of these members of Congress that applauded Netanyahu is, in effect, giving the finger to America. And you know Netanyahu's there to ask for money, just like Zelensky. It's always about money. Oh, you got to give us tens of billions of dollars more money so we can win. Well, you can't win. I don't even think Israel can win. Their Iron Dome has become a joke. It's called the Nylon Dome at this point. It doesn't stop anything. It's a joke. Israel is on a path of self-destruction. And of course, their disinformation agencies and Mossad and everybody there, they're busy rolling out the same fake news story that they've been attempting to get us to swallow since 1984, literally, which is that, oh, Iran might have nuclear weapons in weeks. Have you seen that headline recently? Well, we saw the same headline in 1984. We saw it all through the 1990s. We've seen it recently. They always run out the same headline to try to say that we have to stop Iran. We have to bomb Iran because Iran might have nuclear weapons within weeks. It's a lie. They've already got them. Iran already has nuclear weapons, by the way. But Netanyahu wants Americans to spill their blood to allow him to expand his genocidal empire. And I'm sorry. No deal. No deal, Mr. N. You get nothing. No American blood for Zionist conquest. And members of Congress need to stand up and say that. No, we're not going to fight your wars for you. If you want to go in and fight Iran yourself, you know, go for it. Good luck. Have fun with that. Your IDF is pathetic. They've already been defeated by Hamas and Hezbollah. You're not going to be able to defeat Iran. You got nothing. I mean, even the Yemeni Houthis, I think, what are they called? Is it the Ansar Allah? Is that the right term for them? They've defeated the Israeli Iron Dome. They're the ones taking out ships and shutting down effectively Israel's ports. I mean, you can't even defeat Yemen. How are you going to defeat Iran? See, this is why Netanyahu needs America to get pulled into this war. And right now, we've got just dumb as rocks, child-minded idiots in the White House and the State Department. They have no idea what they're doing. They have no experience or knowledge of diplomacy, negotiations of any kind. They are just absolutely clueless. They have no idea what they're doing. And they could very easily be dragged into a war with Iran. And that's exactly what Netanyahu is trying to do. And Netanyahu wants to take this thing nuclear because Israel has nukes. And a lot of the other surrounding countries do not have nukes. So stay vigilant on this, folks. You need to watch out for where this is going. If Netanyahu is successful, they're going to drag America into a massive war in the Middle East. I don't think Trump wants that war. Even though Trump overall does support Israel, Trump does not support endless wars. He wants to get us out of the wars and get us into commerce. You know, Trump believes that the way out of this is through making deals and engaging in trade. And I agree with that. Instead of dropping bombs on everybody, we should buy, sell, and trade with them, import and export, share our goods and services, and everybody benefits. But if you start bombing, then everybody loses. So hopefully Trump won't fall for this nonsense, but we'll see. Most of the Republicans have fallen for it, and it's disgusting to watch. I mean, number one, if you believe that it's wrong to kill babies in the womb, why do you think it's okay to kill them from Zionist bombs? If you're pro-life, don't the lives of Palestinian babies matter? And Palestinian children? I thought you're pro-life. So they just abandon their principles to go all in with Israel and its mad bombing campaign. It just shows you they don't have principles to begin with. And again, that's disgusting to see this. So stay alert, folks. Be ready for almost anything because it's going to get super dicey. There's no question about that. We are into some very interesting and very troubling times. And the forces that are at work right now are, you know, not rational. They're not focused on principles. And overall, they're just going to get us in all kinds of trouble. So say no to Netanyahu. Don't send money to Israel. Don't send bombs to Israel. And don't get involved in a war in the Middle East. Fix our problems at home. Secure our border. End the left-wing war on children. Stop the grooming. Stop the pedophilia. Restore the rule of law in America. And then, when we have our problems dealt with, then if you want to at that point, you want to look overseas, okay, but put America first, because we are the voters who put representatives in power. You better put us first. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. You can catch more of my podcasts and interviews at Brighteon.com or articles and transcripts at naturalnews.com. Take care. Here's what we've got back in stock right now at healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. We've got the toothpaste, the Groovy Bee brand toothpaste there that everybody loves, and we don't know if we're ever going to get any more because this is the toothpaste that the FDA Office of Importation tried to destroy, or try to get us to destroy it, for no reason. And then, of course, we had our lawyers talk to them, and then they released it and said, oh, oops, we made a mistake. So now we have Groovy Bee toothpaste here that is back in stock at the store. Trail mix that people absolutely love. Remember, everything is laboratory tested. Almost all the ingredients we have are certified organic.
And we do extensive lab testing, testing for heavy metals and glyphosate, and for many of our products, also testing for aflatoxins. For everything, we test for microbiology, E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold, and so on. Check out our macaroni and cheese instant meals there. You just boil water, you put in the macaroni, which is made out of quinoa, amaranth, and organic rice, all organic ingredients. It's got a really great texture. And then the cheese powder sauce is with real organic powdered cream, real organic cheddar cheese powder, real organic butter powder, onion powder, and so on. It's the best macaroni and cheese you've ever had. Certainly the healthiest and cleanest. In addition, we've got quercetin supplements and our Seven Treasures mushroom blend, which is, of course, a combination of different functional mushrooms, including lion's mane mushroom, which is one of my favorite mushrooms because that's what I use, you know, after I severely lacerated my finger. But lion's mane, check out the website, by the way. Here's what lion's mane actually looks like growing in the wild. Pretty cool, right? We've got a lot of items here available now in stock, ready to ship out at healthrangerstore.com. And remember that all of your purchases help support this free speech platform to support our interviews, our investigations, and our broadcasts that bring you news and analysis every single day that you just won't find on places like YouTube, which are heavily censored. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams of healthrangerstore.com. Take care.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.